Hey guys, welcome back to the Reprogramming Room podcast, the space where the subconscious gets reprogrammed, limiting beliefs get deleted, and your next level self becomes your new normal. I'm your host, Beth, an emotion, body, and belief co-practitioner, and living proof that life gets to be and feel the way you always knew it was meant to. So welcome back, guys. Another episode, and I am trying now to create episodes more frequently. So here's another one. I actually have another one hoping to record. That's the word I was looking for. Record that one coming up soon as well. But this one is something that I've been, as all episodes are, something I've been going through recently, of course. That's what I always go on. And so over the last week or couple of weeks, whatever it is now, I have, if you've listened to the last episode, you probably know a little bit this already, but I have really been trying to prioritize my joy. And by that, I mean really, you know, being more intentional with my energy and my day-to-day life and the things I'm doing, the areas I'm placing my attention and effort. My dog's here, so he sneezed a little bit. Sorry about that. And trying to be more present and slowing down and prioritizing the joy in the mundane moments. And on top of that,
it was
a couple of weeks ago now, I had shifted some pretty deep-seated, deep-rooted beliefs around money and success as well. And those things coupled together, it's funny how the universe works, right? Like, those things coupled together were really able to show me some very interesting stories and beliefs I held, and how that affected my relationship to success. For a while now, I've kind of had this weird, I don't know, disconnect or dissonance between, like, I've always felt like ambitious, like I want big things and I desire to create big things and a lot of money and a lot of wealth and material success, but also, you know, something that's feels purposeful and where I can help a lot of people and, you know, to desire to be successful, right? And but then at the same time, I've always had this disconnect between that kind of ambition and this feeling of like, oh, but I don't really want any of it. Like, I don't desire to hustle and grind, and I don't desire to force or push things. I don't want that. And I remember when I was growing up, people always used to kind of ask me, like, what's your dream? What do you kind of desire to have in life? And if you know my backstory, you know that I grew up, like, probably from my early teens to at least my early 20s. Those 10 years were especially bad with my mental health and feeling very depressed a lot and suicidal, etc. So I used to just tell people, you know, I just want to be happy. And so anyway, these last couple of weeks have really got me thinking about my relationship to what I believe success is. And really starting to see that, is this actually what I feel like success is? Or is this just what I am programmed to believe that success is? And what do I mean by that exactly? Well, when I release these deep-seated beliefs, and I realized that I started having kind of like these realizations, as you often do when you do belief code work. You'll release some deep-seated subconscious beliefs that are related to whatever issue you're going through, and often the biggest thing I find is, like, in the following week or couple of weeks, like after the session, I'll have these thoughts that just dawn on me. They're like realizations, and then nothing that I've kind of like consciously been trying to, you know, reprogram or rethink about, and they'll just dawn on me. And this was really something that started to dawn on me after this, was like this realization of, wait a sec, why am I trying so hard? Everything I desire is literally already in my life. I've been so blind to this. I desire to have wealth, and I desire to have purpose, and I desire not to, you know, work hard, quote unquote hard, or force, or hustle and grind. And I actually already live that life. So why am I striving so hard to make more money or be more successful? And I started just thinking about this a lot. Like, why do I have this belief? Or like previously, did I have this belief that, wait a sec, like, why did I not feel successful? Because I didn't have a booked out list of clients, or I wasn't hustling and grinding, or I didn't have the material success, or the, you know, the multi five figure or six figure months. Why was I so hell bent on associating success and feeling successful with these things? And it got me thinking, we are literally programmed to believe that success is, you know, this material success. That you are not successful if you don't have, you know, this material wealth, or, you know, things to show for your success. You know, the clients, the booked out clients, the booked out courses, the like, if you're in the corporate world, you know, the title of your job, or, you know, the endless amounts of work, or the validation and the, what do you say, the you know, the validation from others, or, you know, the big house, or the fancy car, you know, I don't know, the perfect looking family, or whatever it may be, right? And then I started to think, and it really dawned on me, like, why do I have that definition of success? Where the fuck did that come from? Because I have such this toxic, fucked up relationship with success and money. And it's not actually my definition of success. It's not actually, it doesn't come from me. And when I release these beliefs, I actually, for the first fucking time in possibly ever, it dawned on me that, what the fuck? I am already living the life that I desire. But because I have this such fucked up, toxic relationship with what I believe success should be, I am beating myself up constantly and caught in these spirals of, oh my god, my business is slowing down, I don't have as many clients as I would like, and feeling like I'm a failure, and hopelessness, and I'm doing everything right, but why aren't I succeeding? And then, god, it's just hard to put into words, really, but the thing is, it got me thinking, you know, why do a lot of us, and this is, you know, this applies to most people in life, right? Our definition of success still is placed on this material success. This idea that you're not successful if you are not making a lot of money, if you don't have a booked out calendar, if you're not busy nonstop, if you don't have the things to show for it, the, you know, the multiple six figures on your bank account, you know, the houses and the luxury travel, I don't know, I'm just making shit up now, you know, the cars or whatever, right? All this stuff that we like to make seem like we're successful. It's like, this looks good on the outside, so that's what we feel success is. But, you know, this is why people wake up and they have these quote-unquote midlife crises, right? or they wake up in a life where they realize, what the fuck, I have built a life and it looks great on the outside, but why the fuck? Or like, I have everything that I always been striving for and wanting and desiring, but why the fuck do I still feel so fucking shit, right? And so I started realizing, like, holy fuck, I actually already have so much of what I desire. Like, I already live an incredible life. And then I started thinking, well, why the fuck don't I make my own definition of success? And it sounds very commonsensical, right? Like, it's common sense. Why wouldn't I have my own definition of success? But let me ask you, what is success to you? Do you have a definition of success that you have consciously thought of yourself? Oh, my dog's choking. Sorry about that. Are you okay? He loves to sit here on my lap while I record podcasts. Like, is the definition of success that you have, is this actually a definition that you have thought of yourself? Or does this actually come from, like me, the outside world? Like the conditioning of, you know, let's say, if you want to say, I don't really like using these kind of words and shit, but you know, the capitalism, capitalist society and the patriarchy and, you know, this stuff, right? That these things, this society that we live in, the modern day society, is it just a conditioned definition of success that you have? And that led me to thinking, you know, fuck that. I'm going to redefine for myself what I feel success is. And it doesn't mean, you know, if you've been listening, if you know me, you know that, like, I love money and I love wealth. And I believe that every single person has the right to have, you know, wealth like that they desire. To live a life that is, you know, if someone gets sick, you don't have to worry. If your pet, you know, gets injured and there's a big bill, you don't have to worry, you know, get to experience amazing things with your friends and your family, like, live in a lovely house in a safe neighborhood, eat healthy food, you know, like, I believe everyone should have the wealth to have these things. And I'm fortunate enough that I do. And look, I'm not about honesty here, like, all of it does not come from my business, right? And this is my own stuff that I've had to work through. Like, I, for example, am very privileged. And I live in a house that my family owns. So I don't pay rent. You know, I don't pay a big chunk of bills that other people do, right? So I don't necessarily need as much money as what other people would. But I already have that wealth in one way or another. It's flowing into my life. And so I started to realize, like, why aren't I making my own definition of success? And when I started really thinking about it, my definition of success is really, my definition of success is really happiness. And as I talked about in the last podcast, not like this surface level happiness, but my, you know, this deep inner joy. And I think redefining success for yourself comes down to evaluating what your values are. So a task for you that you can do when you are thinking about redefining success for yourself is take a piece of paper and ask yourself, what do you value? And this comes back again to what we were talking about last week, right? And I mentioned that, you know, in an online community I'm in, that people were talking about values, and it really just surprised me, like, how no one wrote joy. Someone said, what are your top three values? And no one wrote joy as one of their top three values, which was baffling to me. They all wrote things, I don't know what, like, I can't even remember now, but I was reading through them and I was shocked. I mean, for me, like, joy was number two. I think. Freedom has always been kind of like my number one value in life is freedom. And that really, you know, that encompasses everything, right? Freedom to be able to make my own choices, freedom with flexibility with my schedule and my location, and financial freedom, like all those things class under freedom for me. But my number two is joy. And honestly, freedom and joy are very, like, very, very, you know, fighting for number one position, right? Because sure, I could have all the freedom in the world, but if I didn't have joy, I'd be still pretty fucking sad. You know, I'd still be very unfulfilled. So joy and freedom, like, I really, those are my top values. And my third value for me was connection. And there are a slew of whole other values that I would write. You know, I'd say maybe when you're making this list, write maybe, I don't know, like your top five. And so here's some examples. You know, for me, like I said, freedom, joy, connection, health, love. These are my, and they're just ones that I got on my top of my head. I know obviously freedom and joy for me are huge, but you know, they may be different for you. Maybe for you, your top priority is like wealth. Maybe wealth is a priority for you. And it's going to depend on what you value. But I really urge you to sit down and, you know, you don't have to write them all out at once. Like, maybe if some come to you, maybe you've thought about this before, maybe you know what your top values are. Maybe it's, you know, independence, or it's fulfillment. I mean, these are all things, purpose. Like, these are all very high in my values list as well. But, you know, like, these are, like, freedom and joy are really, for me, like, the top two. There's nothing else that kind of comes above those. And so that gives me kind of like a compass, right? That gives you, once you have your values, that gives you a compass to start working on, like, to redefine what success means for you. And when you redefine what success means for you, you can start to then evaluate what your relationship is to success. So for me, I told you, you know, I had this very toxic relationship with success where I was really, you know, all I could see was that success was money and clients and whatever, right? And because I didn't have those things, I was feeling like a failure and, oh my God, like, I'm hopeless, I'm a child, I'm a failure, I don't know, whatever, like, I'm immature, I had so much shame and guilt, and I was just wrapped up in these stories that I had, that I'm just not good enough, of course, you know. And then when I could see what my true definition of success is, and when I sat down and evaluated my life, given my new definition of success, I saw that I was actually already pretty fucking successful. I had achieved in life what a lot of people probably never will. And again, this isn't to compare yourself. This isn't to compare yourself. Like, we're not trying to compare your success to others. That's a very easy trap. Like, we all get caught in the comparison trap. It's very, very easy in modern society when we're so connected and we see people all around us constantly. It's so easy to get caught in the comparison trap. Like, don't get me wrong, I am not immune to it. You know, even if I'm not on social media comparing myself to people on social media, I go to the gym and I compare myself to people at the gym, or, you know, I talk to my friends and I subconsciously start to compare myself to my friends in various ways. Like, no one is immune to comparison. But comparison, as I know, I don't know where this quote comes from, but they say comparison is the thief of joy, and it's so true. Anyway, so what I started to realize was, like, given my definition of success, my, you know, redefining success, my new definition of success, I am already super successful, and I am probably, given my definition of success, more successful than most people around me, and most people maybe will be ever in their life. And so when we choose to redefine success for ourselves consciously, given our values and not the values that we are told that we should have by society or the programming of what we success should look like and be like and feel like, given programming of society and condition of society and maybe parents and people around us and culture and news and social media and whatever the fuck else. When we let go of that and when we find our own definition of society, of success, definition of success, you may find that you are already, like me, you are already so successful. And that doesn't mean you can't strive for more. But what it did for me is it, you know, it's like gratitude, right? Like, it took the fucking blinders off. Like me, I had this tunnel vision. I was not successful by what I, you know, deemed success before, what, you know, society had told me success had to be. And so I had this tunnel vision, you know, I was like, I'm not successful, so I have to do this, you know, and I'm forcing myself for this, and I was feeling down on myself and always trying to, like, kind of fit myself into some box, which actually I didn't even want to fucking be a part of anyway. And so I started to take note of my life, and I realized, like, wow, like, the gratitude I had, like, I was so blind to, like, I have so much gratitude for my life now. And of course, like, as I said, it doesn't mean that there's not things that I'm still desiring to create. There are heaps of things, and there are heaps of things I'm still desiring to create, and there are heaps of things that I'm still striving for in life, but it just took that pressure off. You know, that pressure cooker, the lid just came off, and I can just breathe. You know, and I can just feel like I can just live my life now because I'm already pretty fucking successful and I don't need to fit into society's definition of success to feel that. You know, and I can just, I know this is, I'm getting a bit off topic and long-winded, and now my dog is playing with things, so there's, sorry if there's weird background noise now. But I started to realize, you know, I can really see now that my life, I get to choose my life. And that's what this podcast is all about. This is what my work is all about, is showing, empowering you to realize that we've been conditioned by society and by our parents and culture and social media to desire certain things. And it's not just that. It's like because we live in this society. And this is a big reason why this kind of prioritizing joy and slowing down and bringing intentionality and some of the things I mentioned in the last podcast, why they really helped me to see this is because once I got rid of all the noise or a lot of the noise and the excessive dopamine hits and this kind of stop myself from getting so swept up in this stuff that, you know, we're constantly chasing, like buying things, dopamine hit, notification, dopamine hit, new thing on TV, dopamine hit, you know, mindlessly scrolling, dopamine hit. You know, these short-lived bursts of quote-unquote joy, which are fake, false joy, which aren't real, which isn't going to long-term give us sustainable joy. When I got rid of all that noise and all that crap, I could finally see where, oh my god, I literally lost my train of thought. Like mid-sentence. Amazing, amazing. I could see how I was chasing things that weren't really what I desired. I could see that these things were not true and they weren't actually a sustainable source of happiness. And that is essentially kind of what, how my definition of success and how my relationship to success really was, right? It's like this, you know, like a client, dopamine hit, more money, dopamine hit, you know, it's like that. And I'm just literally, like, I don't know, my dog is playing with things now, and I've just completely lost my train of thought, really. So, I'm sorry, I'm just gonna end this podcast, I think, right here. But yeah, I just want you, before I end, I just want you, you know, this is the whole point of this podcast, this episode, is just for you to take a look at what success is. And is the definition of success that you are chasing, that you're striving for, is it actually your definition of success? And is it what is truly going to bring you fulfillment and purpose and joy? Or is it just something that you've been told or conditioned or programmed to believe is success? Because the more I slowed down and the more I took a look at these my values and saw that I was chasing someone else's definition of success, I realized that, and that's, I think this is where I was going. So slowing down made me realize, like, this striving is like, what am I doing this for? It's some kind of validation, some kind of need that I haven't actually truly fulfilled in myself. And I don't, if I'm actually, like, truly joyful, like, yes, of course. As I said, there's a great to challenge yourself and you should strive to be better. And of course, like, you know me, like, this is what this whole fucking podcast is about, is growing and personal growth and growing to be a better person. And, you know, the best way to grow and is to challenge yourself, right? But it's just like, are you challenging yourself in the areas that are actually meaningful and valuable to you? Or is this still just like challenges because you should, or because someone else has told you this is where you should challenge yourself? So take a look at that and ask yourself, am I striving for the success of my own definition or of what someone else has told me is success? So thank you for listening. That was a bit of a, I felt a little bit spaced out. Like, I wanted to talk about this for so long, but I kept putting it off, of course, typical. I was procrastinating on it. And now that I've kind of finally sat down to do it, it just feels a little bit spacey. I think there's still a lot of value here. And let me know on Instagram. Always shoot me a message or tag me in a post or comment, whatever. Like, how you found this episode and if it's helped you. And how are you redefining success for yourself? And also, thank you so much, guys. I'd really like to get this podcast out to more people. I'd love to be able to help more people. So if you love this podcast, help me get the word out by leaving a review or rating on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and sharing it with your friends or your family or your followers or anyone you believe could really benefit from this. There'll be more episodes to come. As usual, as I said, I'm going to try and post more regularly. And thank you once again for listening. And I will see you in the next episode. Catch ya. Bye.